going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in as we're live here in Traverse City, Michigan, and having a great time again, guys. If you are if you're going to make your way out here, not only as we've told you throughout the day, there's amazing things to do, but real talk, not only should you not just make your way to Traverse City, Michigan, but you need to make yourself and make your way to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. I haven't even been able to explore everything. But they have everything and all the accommodations. I just found out there's a beach across the street that is their own personal beach,
private beach, and a private pool over
there. Private pool over there. They got jet skis and water sports and boats that in a real upset, Clint's not comfortable driving. I didn't.
Nope. Not with nobody here.
Tyler, I would have lost good money that Clint Sterner wasn't ready to just go ahead and throw himself behind the boat and drive a boat. I would have lost good money on that one.
I ain't got it, man. I'm at a point in my life where I just don't need it. I don't need the risk.
Like if you'd have told me that, I found out last week. Clint said, "Oh man, I could throw on some roller skates right now and get out there on that rink and roll, and then tell me that he ain't feel comfortable driving a boat. I would have reversed those."
Well, I mean, to be clear, like if you could guarantee me there's no accidents, there's no traffic, there's no weather, there's no malfunctions, I'd feel plenty comfortable just driving out there across it. But if we got into a bad predicament, I need somebody in that boat to be able to get us to confidently get us out. It's kind of like I told y'all, you ain't going to like this story because it's a private jet story, but I'm flying with one of my boys one time. My college roommate's got a plane, and he's flying us. And all of a sudden, it comes time to land, and he said, "Oh, hell, one of the landing gears ain't down. One of the wheels didn't come down." And my thought is
I don't need nobody to tell me that at no point.
Hey, I never checked up. I said, well, I never got nervous. Honest to God, it's one of about two friends I've had my entire life that I knew if there was a way out of that, if I knew it wasn't, if the good Lord wasn't finna take me and it was their way out of it, my man was going to know exactly how to say, well, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to fly by the tower. We're going to lay this thing on its side and the tower's going to tell us whether that gear's down or if my signals are right and it's stuck. I said, okay, we lean that thing on the side. They come back. Your right front, you know, landing gears are stuck up. I said, well, what do we do now? He said, I got a button down here, and I push this button, and there's apparently some kind of like CO2 deal that pushes it out. It blows it out. And I said, well, what if that don't work? He said, we got to land this thing on its belly. I said, all right, let's do it. But the key there was I wasn't in the plane with Capitillo, with my boy Cap. You know what I mean? I was in the plane with a guy that I knew was going to get me out of that predicament. If we got out on that water, and Aaron may know, but if me and you's out on that water and something bad happened, I ain't going to feel as comfortable with you trying to get us out.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would not have felt comfortable at all in that story.
Oh, I was fine.
That story you told me, I don't
know.
We're going to land it on its belly.
If you knew my partner,
I don't care. If you're part, I've got some partners that I trust in a lot of things. But if it is, hey, man, we might have to land this plane on its belly. Like, you said I ain't check up.
Nope. I never got nervous. Now, we figured it out and landed on wheels, but I'm just telling you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm out on it, Rob. We can get that pool, that beachside pool and a beach right there.
Did you see it?
Just as much fun, if not more,
I think we can. All right. I'm with that. Boss man didn't bring no... I'm going to put him out there. He didn't bring no swimming trunk.
Hey, he got some draws on. He got some whitey tighties. We'll get you off in that cold lake and them whitey tighties, boy.
Get you out in there, man.
Call you light switch.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, that cold water will hurt you, boy. There ain't nothing worse, boy, than that cold water.
That boy likes you. All right, shout out to everybody. Help us put this together. Our engineer, Aaron, who's taking care of us, keeping us on the air, not only on the radio, but also on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler holding it down big time there at the station as well. And then all the staff here at the Grill, they have been fantastic as well. Tyler will get ready to win you a little cash coming up, see if we can end the week with three straight days in the green and really be off the schneid here. I did want to pass across some news with the Rockets, Clint. The first one is they intend to sign some of their free agent bench players to join them next year. Jayshon Tate, Aaron Holiday, and Jeff Green are all going to have new contracts. And then I think the news that's a little bit more juicy for Rockets fans, and we've seen a lot of people comment on it today, and that is, according to Kelly Iko of The Athletic, the Rockets' third-year wing, Cam Whitmore. A lot of people that we've seen feel like Cam Whitmore is a potential budding star, has been subject of a number of trade discussions in recent weeks, or recent days, excuse me, and the situation is best to be described as fluid right now. So that is the thought there. And, you know, you really at times, Clint, in this business of what we do, sometimes don't know what will elicit a reaction and emotions from people. But I think Cam Whitmore might be one of the top five kind of lightning rod names for the Rockets, right? And just how certain people feel about him. And it does seem like there are a lot of fans who are completely the other way, in which it clearly sees the organization and M.A. Udoka sees Cam Whitmore. And that is, they're in some form or fashion don't trust him to be on the floor. And he's not on the floor a lot of the times during mop-up games in the playoffs and things like that. So it is an interesting thought, and not a real surprise that he would be talked about in trades.
No, look, not a real surprise at all. I question, and I've done this for a while. Look, I like Cam Whitmore. I love the way he plays, the aggression, the dog that he has, and the chip he has on his shoulder. I absolutely love it. But when I look at Cam Whitmore and I look at the Rockets, I'm like, where does Cam fit? What role does Cam Whitmore play? He's not Kevin Durant. He's not Amen Thompson. He's not Shingun. Like you said, he's not Jabari. Hell, he's not Tar. He's not any of these. So how do you effectively use that player on your bench throughout a season? Now, the other part of that is, I think if you look at where the Rockets are not a team that's in disarray or dysfunction and rebuilding this or rebuilding that or tearing this down. They are, when it comes to an identity and players having roles, they have guys that you know exactly. You just mentioned Aaron Holiday. He is a backup guard, point guard that can come in and he may play 10 minutes a night. He may play 2 minutes a night. May not play at all. You know what? He's not going to bitch. He's not going to complain. He's going to be. He knows what he is. He's a role player, and he's a specific. He serves a specific purpose in a depth role. And I just don't know where Cam fits in that, and I look at the Rockets differently. I think the Rockets are a team that the stars have aligned, everything's in position, every player on the roster, on the active roster, should be a guy that has a role. And I don't, and Cam Whitmore is such a get him the ball, be aggressive, go get a bucket. I just don't know that that has a role on this team.
See, yours is what is his role? My question is what is he doing that is triggering Ime Udoka to not have trust to use him at all? Because if you just, you know, say it out loud, the Rockets struggled with scoring at times last year. That would make sense. He's a guy that can put the ball in a bucket and can score. The Rockets at times struggle with Jalen Green scoring and then would take him out at the end of games. And he's a guard, and so is Cam Whitmore. But he never, ever even thought to play him in those positions. That one time in that game against the Warriors where it was a blowout in the playoff game, and they put in the subs, and he wasn't one of the subs the first time they put him in. That was weird. He became a sub the next time they put the subs in. That's my thing, is what is going on behind closed doors, or what they're looking for defensively or whatever that is putting him in a place where he doesn't even think to use him. That is the question for me, because if you look at it on the surface, there are things that he does and that you would think he has shown that this team could have used at times.
Yeah, I think if you're just looking at the ability to score, I think that is the case. But I believe where Ime Udoka and the Rockets are right now, they just need more out of their guys that are going to predominantly handle the ball. They're going to have an identity. They're going to facilitate. They're going to be able to read defenses. They're going to be coachable and at least push to accomplish what the staff wants them to accomplish. And somewhere along that way, Cam wasn't getting that done.
All right, Tyler, let's get some money here, man. What's the best bet? See if we can finish this week. Three straight days in a green.
That's right. Get them pens and pencils ready, because three of tonight's five best bets, well, it's in this Astros game. As Kyle Tucker and the Cubs are coming to Daikin Park. But I got five MLB best bets for you. And like Show said, we've worked our asses off, got back in the green. We're moving in the right direction. Here you go. Five best bets. First, Dodgers money line as they travel.
Royals have lost nine straight at home. Go ahead.
Yeah. That game is at the Royals. So Dodgers money line, I got mine at -145, somewhere there. Next, I got the Brewers -1, also at -145 as they host the Rockies. Brewers -1. And now your three Astros bets. First, I'm on the Stros money line tonight as the Cubs come to Houston. Stros -115. Next, I'm on the Astros. Good Lord, I want this to hit for the first time, maybe for the entire season. I've lost money on this bet, but it's got to hit at some point. Astros over 3.5 runs for their team tonight against the Cubbies. And then lastly here, Jeremy Pena, shortstop for your Houston Astros, over 1.5 total bases at great odds, +125 for that one tonight. Those are your five best bets.
Yeah, love the Dodgers. Royals. The Royals are just, let me stop talking about them for a cuss. Jeremy Pena, that 1.5 bases, that one's hard not to love. And for the first time, I'm with you on the Tyler. Like, at some point, they got to break out offensively for four runs in a game.
Come on.
And maybe they're not facing some of that Phillies pitching as much. So, love those. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Caroline, who joined us. Shout out to Kevin, who joined us. Shout out to the whole staff here at the Grill, who's taking care of us. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
It was canned whitefish. They had whitefish, a dip, kind of a spread. You know where it's Great Lakes whitefish. You know where they caught it?
What?
Great Lakes.
That's what I would guess.
Guard, didn't it?
It was a funny moment that I remember.
I wish I could have been
fresh Atlantic crab. Guess where it's from?
That's kind of the Great Lakes.
God, buddy, why did I say
salt of the earth? Man.
It was unbelievable.
Idiot said salt of the earth just out of nowhere. Salt of the earth.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.